In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. Before I say a few words about our gospel passage from Matthew, just want to say thank you for the warm welcome that you've given me and the other members of All Saints in Western Springs. Dave was the one who told me about this idea of having two joint services this summer. I don't know whether it was your idea, Dave, or someone else's, but it's a good idea. Thank you. But thank you so much for the invitation to be here and to stand in this pulpit. I noticed a number of members of All Saints are here, despite, and I thank you, All Saints people, for being here, despite I'm sure you're tired of listening to me preach and really would have liked to hear someone else. But I do notice that the vast majority of the All Saints members who are here present are sitting in the first half, the front half of the nave, and I don't know what to make of that. Huh. Anyway, well, I'll go with it. So now to this passage from the Gospel of Matthew, this famous story of the feeding of the crowds with only 5 loaves and 2 fish. Verses 19 and 20. Then Jesus ordered the crowds to sit down on the grass. Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he looked up to heaven and blessed and broke the loaves and gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the crowds. And all ate and were filled, and they took up what was left over of the broken pieces, 12 baskets full. And those who ate were about 5,000 men, besides women and children. I want to focus on four actions, 4 verbs, is what Jesus did. He looked up to heaven, he blessed the food, he broke it, and he gave it. Look up to heaven or pray, right? So pray, bless, break, give. 4 actions, 4 verbs. Jesus did them, and we should do the same. That's it. That's the sermon in a nutshell. Pray, bless, break, give. Now, if you want to tune out, check your email, by all means, go ahead. But if you'll indulge me, I'm going to give a little context and explanation for that nutshell sermon. Here in Matthew chapter 14, it's during Jesus' ministry in Galilee. He's traveling about with the 12 disciples. He's teaching and preaching and especially healing. And the crowds follow him wherever he goes for the amazing things that he says. Remember those parables we've been hearing the last few weeks? Good stuff. And especially for the healing. He was a healer of great fame by that time. Now, here in chapter 14, what we didn't read is important. At the end of chapter 13, Jesus had gone to his hometown, Nazareth. He did not receive a warm welcome. He was rejected. They took offense. And at the beginning of this chapter 14, something far worse happened. Jesus got word that his cousin, John the Baptist, had been executed by Herod. And so we find here in today's passage that Jesus wants to get away in a boat to a deserted place by himself. He's probably grieving greatly his cousin's death. He's probably disappointed in how his ministry went in his own hometown of Nazareth, and he's probably exhausted. He wants to get away, grieve, recharge, have a spiritual retreat. But his fame as a healer has spread so that even in that remote place, the crowds come to him, desperate for his healing touch. And so despite his plans to get away and have a retreat, Jesus has compassion for them He takes their suffering into his own heart and he heals them one by one. And the day wears on, and Jesus is doing his work of healing, which must have been very difficult. And the crowd does not thin, and suddenly it's evening. Matthew tells us the disciples come to Jesus and say, "This is a deserted place, and the hour is now late. Send the crowds away so that they may go into the villages and buy food for themselves." Now notice what the disciples have done. They want the hungry crowd to deal with the problem themselves. Let them go try to find food themselves. This is a remote, deserted place. There's no resources here. They came here. They can deal with it. It's not our problem. But remember Jesus' compassion. He sees the crowd. They're hungry. Perhaps they're weak. And remember, these are, by and large, sick people. So probably worries about their well-being without food to nourish their bodies. And so Jesus says, they need not go away. You give them something to eat. It is your problem. It is our problem. Jesus takes responsibility for the human needs of the crowd. He takes ownership of the needs of a community of strangers. And so now we have in place the basic prerequisites for a miracle: compassion and taking responsibility. Now, the disciples don't get it, not yet. They're still not ready to tackle the problem. They're fixated on the lack of resources. They say, "Jesus, we can't feed so many people. There's nothing out here in this God-forsaken desert except these 5 small loaves and 2 fish. That's all we've got. 5 loaves and 2 fish, that won't do it. We haven't the resources." How many times have you and I, like those disciples, pointed to the vast problems and the scarce resources as a pretext for inaction? Like the disciples, you and I often forget the words that Jesus had spoken just days prior. We heard them last Sunday. Remember the mustard seed, the yeast, the hidden treasure, that single precious pearl. The kingdom of heaven, Jesus says, is like these small things, these hidden things. The kingdom of heaven, this new thing that God is doing that will transform and sanctify all creation. The kingdom of heaven itself is not grand and majestic, at least not yet, but it's tiny, like the mustard seed. It's hidden, like yeast mixed into the dough, or a treasure hidden in a field. But most of all, it's small. The smallness in God's hand is its superpower. The disciples don't get this, but Jesus surely does. While the disciples point to the vast problems and the scarce, apparently scarce, resources as an excuse to do nothing, Jesus sees in the very smallness the kingdom of heaven breaking through. He says, "Bring me the 5 loaves and the 2 fish. As Matthew puts it, taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he looked up to heaven, he blessed and broke the loaves and gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the crowds. And all ate and were filled, and they took up what was left over the broken pieces, 12 baskets full. So here again, we encounter those 4 key actions. Look up to heaven, pray, bless, break, and give. These, for then, for Jesus, and for us today, are the essential actions of miracle making. Pray, bless, break, give. So Jesus looked up to heaven, he prayed. Even Jesus knew he needed that divine power. He knew he couldn't do it himself. Jesus took that paltry supply of food and he blesses it. And blessing means to set aside for a holy purpose and for Jesus to meet those physical needs of the crowd was surely a holy purpose. And then he breaks it. He uses it. He does not preserve it in its pristine state. He does not hide it for himself and his inner circle. He breaks it. And once you break it into pieces, there's no going back. You've got to use it. And then he gives it away. He lets go. He distributes nourishment to every stranger who is hungry. It matters not that they have not planned ahead. It does not matter that they haven't brought for their own needs. It doesn't matter that they could go out and maybe find their own food. He gives it away. No strings attached. Pray, bless, break, give. That is the pattern and protocol of the miraculous for Jesus and for us. No matter how large the problem or how meager the resources, we pray, we take what we have, we bless it, we break it, we give it, and if we do, God will take care of the rest. And there will be enough for everyone and baskets left over. Now, we may not see those leftover baskets now or even ever. They may appear, that bounty of God may appear in some unexpected place or unexpected way, or like the treasure in the field in hidden ways. But we walk by faith and not by sight. And speaking of walking by faith, as you walk out these doors today, back out into the world, please remember this. Even more than loaves and fishes, you are God's favored resources. You are a gift to the world, a world that is hungry and hurting, torn by fear and violence. You and I are here on this earth, in this life, as a blessed, holy gift. And by God's grace, together, we can devote ourselves to those four essential actions. Pray. Pray in any words or no words at all, or you can, like Jesus, just look up to heaven. That's a prayer too. Bless. Embrace your intrinsic blessedness, your God-given holiness. You have been set aside for a holy purpose. Break. Let yourself be broken by the world's deep hurt and profound needs. Let yourself be used. And then let go. Let God give you to the world. The world needs you so badly. There's a unique need out there, a gaping hole shaped just like you. And Jesus says to you and to me, you give them something to eat. You take care of that need. And if Jesus can do something miraculous, something amazing with those 5 loaves and 2 fishes, I wonder what amazing things he will do with you and me. Pray, bless, break. Give. Amen.